Thank you. now situation. It could fall apart at any time, and none would be the wiser except you and I.
Come on, let's dance. it's a very, very good morning to you. It's 17 minutes to the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm alive and well. Don is not with us this morning because his wife, actually, has gone to have a baby. And it seems funny being back on the air again after last Sunday, which you could say nearly drove me mad. But in actual fact, we went off the air last Saturday at 2 o'clock. And first and foremost, we had to check with our bridge to see exactly did our aerial need lengthening or shortening or adjusting in any way. So as it turned out, it need a bit of length on it, approximately about 30 foot or thereabouts. So we had to remove some of our stair wires and extend the insulators on them and that sort of thing. So that did take until about 5 o'clock to rectify. After that, then, we had to tune up our transmitter with all new valves fitted, and that took a lot of time because as soon as we put the transmitter on full power, as it turned out, a couple of our meters, just having got into them over the years, were reading a little bit down, a lot down. So as a result of one stage, we were putting out, we reckon, about 12, 13 kilowatts, squeezing it out of the transmitter the way we had it tuned. And we'd have it on, and it was blowing and banging. It was actually melting up wires and shorting out through very, very thick cable to the chassis of the transmitter. And it was really scary, actually, being out even near it. Even though, at first, like, we'd tune it up on low power, and then when we put it on full power, with all these bangs and belts and flashes. So it was like Christmas around the transmitter. But eventually, we discovered, after hitting the meters a few thumps, that in actual fact, they were gone way beyond where they should be. So then all we had to do was tune it back down a bit. So we're on exactly 10 kilowatts at the moment, possibly 9.6 kilowatts, and I've been down a bit on voltage on our big generator. We just never got around to adjusting it, so because we're doing a major job on the engine out. So we're on full power. Once we've been inundated with phone calls from all over the place during the week. We got one I was here for from the Hebrides, which is off Scotland, the other evening. And we got quite a few from the coast of England. That would be the west coast of England during the week. During the day, in actual fact, people saying hello to us and were picking us up and up around the Scottish coast as well. Also, plenty of reports from Galway and the north of Ireland and the south. Goes quite well down the south. So, we're quite happy with ourselves. The only thing about running 10 kilowatts in medium wave, it does cost an awful lot of money. It costs about, I reckon, about £550 a week, maybe even as far as £600 a week, taking maintenance and that into consideration. So it's an awful lot of money, and that's running on generators, which run full flat out on its knees. And that's our medium wave situation sorted out. Dublin is a thing at the moment, I just don't want to talk about it. It has me driven mad, as the fellow would say, and that's a righty Scully saying. Problems again with our famous filter. In actual fact, we could get the carrier on all right, but once we modulated, all we could get was about 30%, because after that, the bandwidth widened after you go up above 30%. And when the bandwidth widened, the filter refused to let it through, so in actual fact, it started dropping power, SWR started to go up, and all sorts of things. And that's causing problems as well. So we have two experts working on it all day yesterday and today to modify this massive piece of machinery I got. And actual fact, it has said to me that the filter was too good for what I wanted it for, that the band was so narrow and so sensitive and so this and so that and so the other. So I think there's a few holes in that being drilled and adjusted. So hopefully I'll have news on that today. The Galway situation, we've done absolutely nothing about it all week because I was kind of waiting and making phone calls and worried about the Dublin situation, so we're putting full whack into Dublin to get it on as fast as we can. So I'd hope and pray by next week we should have our FM on in Dublin. What frequency is going on? We're a little bit undecided. We will be starting off on 102.5. I'm sure you had the carrier on during the week. And possibly I would prefer to be a little bit more down the band, down around the middle or thereabouts, but there's very, very little to offer down around there. Tuning around there during the week, I came across a news station on 98. Who used to be on 98, I don't know, but it's called RCR. I just couldn't make reason with the letters RCR. So if there's anybody out there that knows what RCR means on 98 in Dublin, they can give us a tingle, 044-416-94, and they can let us know. Looking through the weekly report this week, I see we have a nice picture of Hugh Hardy, who was on to me during the week, by the way. So good morning to you, Hugh. How's it going? Or Q, as they say in the north of Ireland. And this guy seems to be doing well. Very, very happy with himself altogether. Seems to be pulling ads all over the place in Dublin. So it kind of boosts my ego a little bit to get our machine on in Dublin as well. But also Liberty's local radio. I must get my own photograph put in the ads, huh? I don't think I go that far somehow. But anyway, keep out of the limelight. It's my yes, there's my phone call. Right, we're going to take a first record of the morning, believe it or not. And if she starts up for me at all. And it's Tina Turner.
Yeah!
Ted Turner and the fine lady she is indeed, good singer, etc., without a doubt. Right, John Allen's wife, in actual fact, is going to have a baby, I think, this morning. He rang me around 8 o'clock and he reckons she'll be having a baby fairly soon. That could be him, though, with more news. Anyway, we'll have to go for another record because, in actual fact, there's nobody hearing myself this morning. So, it's 7 minutes to 11 o'clock, and I think that's a request on the phone. But anyway, right, we'll take another record. Little bit confused. I think I'll have to take this phone off the hook. Other than that, I'm going to get nothing done this morning. I think we're back to normal now, and after all that, there's people ringing for requests and everything else. By the way, if you are listening out there and you want a request in the program, there's no requests until after 12 o'clock today, so there's no request for the next hour and 5 minutes. So if you're listening out there and you'd like to hear your name on the radio, halt. No names, except that we say hello to who is it this morning? Corley Wallace here in Mullingar. He said he listens in every Sunday for reasons I can't repeat in the air. But anyway, we say hello to you this morning. Also to Billy Murray, his counterpart down in Tullamore, who always listens into us every Sunday, and Larry Connor. Tullamore also, and the missus and the kids, etc. They always listen into this load of rubbish on the Sunday. I wish they'd listen during the week, possibly, but they must be working too hard. Right, we see Hugh Harney and LLCR, and of course our own, and Signal 102 in Athlone. Last week, actually, I was going to have on the program, there's a new station that they're starting up again, once again, I think, in Athlone. They're on 104 and passing through the town. I obviously think it's the same people who were on before in Athlone. But anyway, they were sounding quite well. They are in stereo, nice stereo and all. So there seems to be a bit of fun going on in Athlone with all the radio stations down there. We'll have to wait and see. I think these people were on medium wave before, which, I don't know, I think could probably sell a little bit better around that loan. Whether it does or not, it has to be proven. Also, any other news in the weekly report? Actually, I didn't get to really read it this week. At Q102, there seems to be some problem with the eye in the sky on one day during the week. It could not be determined whether there's problems with the link or the poor weather conditions. The Eklund service seems to be back to normal and the following day. However, Mike Hogan, link man in the copter, is away next week and his place will be taken by Dave Kelly. He'll be experienced in helicopter flying after that. Q102 seems to be doing a bomb in Dublin, and Sunshine seems to be doing well. Energy just seems to be probably laying in third place as far as commercials is concerned, and commercials, as we all know, in the radio business is very, 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 very important, because that's what makes the money, that's what keeps the station on the air, and that's what makes things happen around the place. Yesterday, actually, I had a call from Mr. Long, who works as a newscaster in Energy, inquiring whether he'd be interested in buying a series of 20 bits of programs, which lasted, I think, about 30 seconds or whatever, 20 ads, you could call it, on the AIDS campaign. And the price of them, I think, was quite reasonable for the quality and work that went into them. But it's a thing, actually, a lot of people have said to us here, how come we didn't do something on AIDS? And I said, well, at the rate the whole thing has been advertised in newspapers and on radio and on TV and anywhere else you care to mention, over the last few months, I think that if there's some people out there that don't know what AIDS is at this stage, AIDS, the slogan they're using is, don't be ignorant. And I think if there's some people out there at the moment that catch it, I think they want to be ignorant, if not having seen something on the television, on the newspapers, or whatever, over the last few weeks. I think they are ignorant at this stage, and they want to stay ignorant. That's my personal views on it. And I think there's a lot more to come. I think probably RTE will be having a very strong campaign on the TV very shortly. If we're to go by what happened on the BBC last week, probably they'll end up buying some of the programmes of the BBC and that sort of thing. I enjoyed the programme on Saturday night and the Dubliners and a bit of Irish music. I think it's something that could be done a lot more regular. Had a bit of fun too watching it, because there were really the microphones that the whole thing mixed up from the point of view which slider was which microphone, and there were some people singing and it's been picked up by the microphone next door. Reminds me of sometimes it happened to us once upon a time. We were doing recordings and stuff like that for an accident. In fact, you wouldn't know what was wrong. You'd be getting a bit queer and you could have the wrong slider up. But I think when you get up to the stage of RTE and the professionalism and everything else, I think, yes, you should stop a fella's a few bob on his wages if he makes a boo-boo like that and microphones not working and things like that. Good microphones should always work. I don't know. But anyway, should be tested. Enjoyed the programme very, very much. Thought it was good. And though our pipe system here in Mullingar all during the programme or that evening was just on and off, which means I had to watch the programme like watching through a newspaper at the television. So you can imagine what that was like, just full of haze and mist and snow and all the rest. So the pipe system in Mullingar, actually, lads, you'd want to book up. It's 1987. We shouldn't be having breakdowns lasting over a week like that on and off the air, as to say. So we should be able to sort that out problem in Mullingar. It's here long enough. So we say hello to all those people hopefully working hard on it this morning. Right, what else have we got? Have to think here. Right, we'll take a record while I'm thinking. By the way, we had Ruth, which is Barry's wife, and the other partner in crime with us the week before last, who visited the station and took some pictures and said hello to everybody and brought us some Liverpool rock, which was demolished soon after they left, let me tell you. Everybody was going around chewing rock. And had very, very little sort of news. They were at the Bean in Energy and in Q, and I think in Sunshine, and they're on their way, I think, from there maybe to Boyneside Radio in Drogheda, and from their home, or they're on their way from here to someplace else anyway. So I hope you got back safe and well, and you got all the little bits and pieces you wanted. I think it was a rush journey. So that was the situation there. Right, news station on in Kildare at long, long last. That's Z104.2, which is the Nigel Gordon set up in Kildare. And I'll be giving out an address, actually, later on in the programme, where if there's anybody in the Kildare area interested in becoming a DJ, there's a contact demand. And actually, in fact, he's right in the centre of Nace, and he's adjacent to a hairdressing shop. That's all I have at the moment in my head. The address, actually, is downstairs, which I'll be getting later on in the programme. So if there's anybody in the Nace area, especially the Nace vicinity, close vicinity, I'm sure Nigel will be interested in having a chat with you in the possibility of becoming a DJ or whatever. And it's something, with all the unemployment and everything going on, it's something you should give a try to if you're interested in. Give it a bash. I think it's great when a new station starts, especially for unexperienced disc jockeys and that, to get a chance at proving themselves. You never know what you have hid inside yourself, and it sure could lead on to better things. Ourselves here, actually, we're looking for a DJ at the moment. If there's anybody out there interested in becoming a DJ, or not interested in becoming a DJ, interested in working with Radio West, no matter where you come from, just stick a demo tape in the post to us and tell us a bit about yourself and a phone number, and we can contact you and take it from there. So the DJs wanted now in Kildare, the DJs want us here in Mullingar. One, we're looking for one DJ, just to extend their news services for a little bit, or nighttime service, and not to do tapes and all sorts of things. Right, we'll take a record after all that rubbish. This is Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and he's alive and well. 4 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. Stay tuned, we have a lot more news coming up in the second half of the programme.
Holiday Bonanza has thousands and thousands of holidays costing less than last year.
Dream holidays to Greece, Cyprus, Spain, Canaries, Portugal and the south of France.
Budget Travel, go better places, better prices too.
Get their brochures.
John Carroll Car Sales, Kilbeggan. Telephone 0506-32174. Main Daihatsu dealer for Westmeath and Offaly. Carroll's have a wide selection of new and used cars. Top quality cars available at the keenest rates. Finance arranged. Contact us today on 0506-32174 and talk to John Carroll for that better deal. Daihatsu, build better cars to last longer. John Carroll Car Sales, Kilbeggan. Telephone 0506-32174. Lift up your profits with the Moffett Mountie. Yes, this truck-mounted piggyback forklift is the answer to your loading and unloading problems. The Moffett Mountie piggyback forklift is a specially designed version of a forklift which attaches itself to the rear of your truck or trailer. The Moffett Mountie travels across rough terrain, reduces transport cost, no more unloading point delays, hitches and unhitches in seconds. If you've a problem delivering heavy loads to awkward sites, you need the Moffett Mountie now. For further information, contact Moffett Engineering, Clontibret, County Monaghan, or phone 047-80768. That's 047-80768.
Discount Footwear Limited, O'Connell Square, Eden Derry. It's now open. Super range of men's, ladies and children's footwear on offer at super low prices. So why not step out in style from Discount Footwear Limited, O'Connell Square, Eden Derry. It's now open.
Right, we're back in action once again. There's all my tapes rewinding, etc. Right, we got some letters actually in during the week. One from Carrick, Mond, Kilcurry, Dundalk, County Louth, and this is from the famous man John Garton, who I was given out about not too long ago. But anyway, John, no harm done. The only thing about it was information there seemed to be conflicting with Hugh Hardy's beliefs, and I didn't want to get involved in something like that. Find enclosed latest FM broad scan or band scan, along with the photo of Damien Keenan inside Telstar for your magazine. Now, that brings me on to the thing of the magazine. We're actually doing flying with this magazine, believe it not. There's about possibly 50, 60, 70 stations in Ireland altogether. And out of that 50, 60, 70 stations in Ireland altogether, we have information at the moment running in around 27. Now, that's a complete laydown with photographs and everything else. And we're asking people out there who have radio stations, or somebody you know who has a radio station, whatever the case may be, if they want to be included in this magazine, all they have to do is drop the details, put them in an envelope with information about the station. Now, don't leave it too scampy. Put in, like, how many people work with the station, how long you've been on the air, how big of a radius you cover, what sort of listenership you think you have, what's your best programs that you get the most response to, what the old advertising is like, what sort of power you use, are you on AM and FM and that sort of thing, whether you're in stereo, whether you're not, and where you see yourselves going and what you've done, or what you've done in the past that was important to you, is that you really got a good kick out of doing, or whatever the case may be, whether it's an outside broadcaster flying helicopters around the place, or whatever the case might be. And possibly some photographs of the studio and maybe a DJ at work or whatever the case might be. And it will be included in our magazine. Now, on the other hand, when this magazine comes out, it's going to be good, and there's going to be a report, hopefully, from Barry and Ruth in England. We're also going to have a report from our good friend here in Ireland, Paul Davison. He's going to be doing a lot of writing on that for us from the Irish point of view, what's going on and little bits and pieces. And we also have the like of John here who's been sending us stuff. He'll get a little feature on the programme there as well. My radio is a little bit loud, I think. It's doing a bit of squealing. Communicating by post to most of these stations who listen to us or not. They're getting communication from us anyway. And all they're asked to do, we're explaining to them what exactly we're trying to do, and if they want to be included in the magazine, all they have to do is do the following, send us off some details about the station. We'd love an old photograph because we can reproduce it and it can give a little bit of excitement there along the way. Now, on the other hand, if there's people that just don't bother or just don't want to send us information, we are not going to include them in the magazine. And as well as that, we're going to give it a mention that here is such a people who just didn't bother sending us in any information. As a result, we now take it that the station has been closed down, or whatever the case might be, because all that we're asking for is a simple reply to it. Now, if you don't want to be included in the magazine, please let's do so and say, we don't want to be mentioned in your magazine, and we will not mention you. There won't even be a word printed about you. That's, on the other hand, if you feel that way inclined. But since we go to the bother of writing to you, we'd love to get a reply, whether you want to go ahead with it or not. If you do, please fill in the details, etc. AM, FM, many people work for you, and that sort of thing. It's going to be printed, so in other words, if there's any information you don't want to give away, we're not asking you to give it away, but you can at least tell us what sort of power you use and an old photograph or whatever the case might be. We'd love to hear from you. So we're asking you and begging you, the sooner we get all this detail together, the sooner we can get down the layout of the magazine and then get it printed. Now, I reckon if we get all the information in by the end of this month, by the middle of the following month, we should be going to the printers with it. And I reckon, seriously, that it probably will be the last magazine-type thing that will be done before maybe the end all of all the pirates, etc., because I don't think anybody else is going to go to the bother. If to do, I say, away with you. But for the time being, I can see it as the last magazine being printed in this style. Now, we'll be doing it some press on the style of, I reckon, or I'd hope, the Sunshine magazine that was brought out in Dublin. Now, it won't be in colour. If we can get a few ads for the magazine from different companies, whatever the case may be, we'll try it, and if we can succeed in it and obtaining a few commercials for the magazine, we might even go as far as reproducing a few colour photographs, whatever the case might be. So if your station wants to be included in it, and I also see a big folder in this week from the Lansdowne and ABC in Waterford with a little sticker on it and all that. Thanks very much, lads. You're really working hard down there for us, without a doubt. All the information we want about the station, typed out, lovely, anyone can read it. That's the sort of stuff we're looking for. Had some lads on, I think ABC is in Wexford, the other fellows are in Waterford. I had some people on to me from Waterford during the week inquiring about UHF aerials, and I was putting them on to John Deering in Cork Street in Dublin, who is £5 cheaper, believe it or not, each if you want to buy SDH100 aerials, which are FM broadband aerials, which everybody uses and nobody complains about them whatsoever. So if you're interested in obtaining SDH100 aerials, reasonably cheap, John Deering, I think, is the cheapest in Ireland. If there's anybody out there that knows anyone any cheaper, give us a ring. Also for coax, if you want to few remnants of coax, it does often have remnants there, I think about £1 a metre, which normally costs about £3 a metre. So it works out quite cheap, and also does all the connections and that sort of thing. So if there's anybody into FM, probably John Deering will be your cheapest man. I must call into him during the week and ask him for a few bob for saying that, but probably run me. But I always found them a gentleman to deal with, and reasonably cheap at his aerials and bits and pieces like that. For all you people out there who's listening in this morning and doesn't know what's going on, this is the NRX program, DX program, which we read out little bits and pieces about radio stations. It's all about radio stations in Ireland, what we're up to, what we're doing, where we're going, and that sort of thing. So you're into it or you're not into it, one or the other. Right, also we hear that a newsreader who his name escapes me mind, who was working for Energy as a newscaster, is now working for RTE. So I see us all as a training ground for RTE, but the poor little fellas, when they get them on RTE, I don't think they really let the lads go and let them really prove themselves or show themselves off to the best of the ability. I think that they're sort of screwed down a little bit, toned down and screwed down, that they don't really get the true personality across and the goodness. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe you think different. You might say, he's always knocking RTE. Well, no, I'm not. They are supposed to be the professionals, they have all the money, they have all the ads. So lads, where do you go from there? Right, it's free, it says on the top of this newspaper cutting. Rocking all over the church. The idea of folk masses and rock gospels have been taking a whole new meaning in St. Anne's over the last few mornings, with the PA system in the church picking up and relaying pop music being transmitted by one of the local pirate radio stations. This is the sort of clippings we'll have a bit of fun with and reproducing them. According to priests in the church, their loudspeakers have been picking up interference since before Christmas, but the problem has got worse in the last few days. Mays. Many mass-goers were repeatedly shocked last Sunday morning to hear the rock music from the nearby pop station West Coast Radio. Where I use lads, competing with the priest on the altar. One parishioner told the Weekender, this is the magazine, this week, that at first he thought it was someone outside or in the porch with a radio, but then realised that the sound was coming from the speakers. You could hear the records clear enough, but it was not loud enough to hear what the DJ was actually saying. The mass goer, who asked not to be named, continued, when contacted by the Weekender yesterday, spokesman for the station said that he had only heard that very morning about the interference and that the station manager had immediately gone round to apologise to St Anne's minister, Father Gilhooly. He placed the blame for the interference on the new FM transmitter, which the station has been testing for the past 2 weeks. The station manager also disclosed that the two station's technicians were due in Sligo this week to service their broadcasting system and said that if they cannot sort out the interference difficulty, then they would take the transmitter off the air completely. Normally, it's medium wave that gets into stuff like that. Anyway, that's the lads and a thing, and I think probably that's a fair clipping in the paper. It wasn't really slagging the lads too bad. Sometimes newspapers take things up and they give out and they kind of say, how dare you, and this, that, and the other. So it seems to be all in order at this stage. Right, from John in Dundalk, we hear Radio Carousel have reopened their 11:25 service from the dock. We heard that during the weekend. Hugh Hardy says, I suppose you heard we started up in Dundalk again. Indeed I did. With a 24-hour relay of the Northern Ireland service, which is situated just 8 miles north of Dundalk at Carrickaran. Unfortunately, they seem to be encountering some problems with the VHF link from Dundalk on 100.7, which fluctuates up and down in power so much that that sunshine are audible on 11:25 from time to time, and frequencies announced over the air are 250 and 265 metres medium wave and 100.75 FM. As you probably know, Big M have shifted around their FM frequencies to 99.02 MHz and 100.5. The 105 now booms in here with excellent clear audio. On Monday the 23rd of the 2nd, 1987, Radio West were receivable on 97.85 MHz. In stereo with a hum in the background at around 9:45. It went off around 10 p.m. and has not been heard since. Could you clarify for me where the signal was coming from? Well, the signal on 97.8595, in actual fact, is the correct frequency, comes from Athlone, and it's about 70 watts or thereabouts, situated about 5 or 6 miles outside Athlone. Service the Athlone area and goes quite well down the Galway direction as well. BLB, so maybe there's somebody relaying us or what, I don't really know. So we'll say hold on to whoever is on the phone there. BLB seemed to be up in power on 97.8, and recently while RT was off the air for about 5 minutes, I logged Manx Radio on 96.98, but a strong signal. What a pity they're on the same frequency as RT too. Finally, Z103. Continue with a good strong signal on 103.23 northwards, but difficulty to receive them here to an RTE Spraggy on 103.17 megahertz. All the best of luck for the forthcoming magazine, 73's John Garton. Thanks very much, John, for the letter. Interesting, without a doubt. And it's great to get a bit of news like that that you can wander on and on and on about. Next Sunday, hopefully, we'll be back to our full schedule with John on the controls here, and myself sort of doing a little bit of research as fast as ever I can. And I'd like next Sunday, if there's anybody out there who wants to give us a ring concerning the magazine, I'm putting most of my emphasis this morning on this magazine, because unless we get everything together fairly soon, it's just going to go on and on and on and on and on. So right, we want to get information as soon as we can for this magazine. If there's anybody out there listening in this morning who would like to contribute to the magazine, and I know there is a few people who've contacted us already, there's a young man here from Mullingar, mad to help us out on us. When we get the information in on the radio stations, we will then call on all our friends to say, look, do you want to take this section or that section? And hopefully there'll be a few bob in it for you. We don't want your services for nothing or whatever. and we'll take it from there. But in the meantime, we are screaming at people who have radio stations who want to send us in information. Now, there's a radio station which we have no information from, is Leash Community Radio. Now, lads, I know you're listening to the programme down there. Please let us off some stuff. Kilkenny, I don't think we have anything from you. Kilkenny, anybody listening down in the Kilkenny area, give the local station a rattle there. Ask him if they want to be included in a national magazine, which will be going out all over the place. Please send us information on the station. They can be included in it absolutely free, and it'll be available, hopefully, in all shops or whatever at the end of the day, where people can buy it on the interesting facts about radio stations in Ireland, with photographs and everything else. So it'd be nice to see your station getting the mention instead of nothing about it at all, and they say, oh, well, why didn't you send the stuff off? We're warning you now. Please do send the stuff off. Have I enough said on that? I have. Right. Okay. What we're looking for ourselves, I believe there's some people in Dublin who have high-gain aerials. That is high-gain aerials with a 3 dB gain. I think it's John Toulis or something like that. I'm thinking about purchasing a couple of those aerials. If there's anybody out there who sells them or has some aerials to sell, high-gain aerials transmit VHF. They can get in contact with me during the week. 044-421-04 is possibly a good number to get me on. Right, funny thing I see here. Lost four of the Russellstown's Beagles this evening between Mornington and Multifarnham and the Touring Cross Delvin Road. Any information, contact Peter Downs, Russellstown Stud, 044-404-18. So seemingly what happened was, Russellstown, by the way, is just outside Mullingar. So if you're over around the Delvin Road and Mornington Multifarnham and Touring Cross Delvin Road, and you see four dogs, that's beagles for hunting with, seemed the four of them jumped out of a trailer which were being transported home. So they're probably having a great time now running around the area. So if you see four beagles and you live in that area, contact 40418. That's a Mullingar number. That's a little bit unusual. I thought I'd give it a mention on the programme. Right, we'll take a record. After that, we'll have an address for Nigel Gordon if you're interested in becoming a DTF around the Nace area, okay?
Oh,
That's Eric Clapton behind the mast. And, right, we have that address here for... have to be out of breath and answering a few phone calls as well. Just heard a report in from Athlone that there's a problem with our FM over there for the last couple of days. There's been interference coming on and off. So with saying thanks very much to Sean in Athlone, who's, I'm sure, listening into the programme this morning. Thanks very much, Sean, for ringing us and letting us know that. The reason that we haven't been sort of down there like a shot is that our pipe system here in Mullingar has been given a lot of trouble over the last 3 or 4 days, and that is the way we normally monitor our signal from Athlone. We'll pull it into that on the tuner, but around the middle of the band has gone a bit crazy during the week, and there was flutter and everything coming in on us. Even the Dublin stations were quite weak, so therefore I didn't really know, was there a problem in Athlone or not? I reckon there wasn't, but anyway, there certainly is. Right, Z104 to Fairgreen Street, Naas, County Kildare. That's where you get your man. To Fairgreen Street, Naas, County Kildare. That's if you're interested in becoming a DJ on Z104. And I hope to do great things up there. Wish them all the best of luck. Wayne, what about it? Also, 1224, which is Newbridge, KLB, Kildare Community Radio in Newbridge. It seems to be doing quite well on medium wave, there's no doubt about it. Their signal is quite strong, they're getting out quite well. And we kind of say hello and the best of luck to you lads there as well. Also listening in to yesterday morning, actually, I could get them quite well, which was Ironside Radio in Cavan. And could get them quite well. They seem to still have a half an hour ads and that sort of thing, but obviously it's quite good to get the ads, so we say the best of luck to you people as well. New station at Lone, we say hello to you people and the best of luck to you. Fire away, as the saying goes. Hopefully ourselves with the Dublin situation will be sorted out this week, and hopefully we're back into Galway to sort it out. There's not that much really work to be done on it. We have the aerials and that up, so it's just a matter of sticking in the transmitters and getting rid of all the quibbles and everything else, and away we go. By the way, if there's anybody in Kildare or anybody living around that area who knows a good site around Kildare, we might be in need of a good site around Kildare. If you know some mountain or whatever the case might be that would be suitable with electricity on it, perhaps you give us a ring during the week. 044-421-04. Be delighted to talk to you. Right, from me to you, it's a very, very good morning. Next up is the Landlink programme, which just about starts in around now. Okay, until next week, a very good morning. Bye-bye.
Welcome to another edition of Landlink. In the studio this evening with me, I have our usual panel, Fergus and John, and we're very fortunate in having a guest speaker tonight. We have Sue Farrell from Jigginstown, Mullingar County, Westmeath. Sue is engaged in making a farmhouse cheese called Jigginstown.